And now, an Envision Financial podcast with Luke Smith on Canberra's 2CC.
At 23 to 5 on a Friday afternoon, Luke Smith, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What a cracker of a day.
Oh.
Blue skies, sunshine, what more could you want? I even went outdoors a little while ago and it was lovely.
Yeah, look, the only thing that could have happened today that would have topped it off would have been, you know, hit a few straighter shots and made a couple of putts. But, you know, we can't have everything in one day, can we?
Well, no. And, of course, I've been in the office pretty much the whole day. There we go. Today we're talking about, should I have an interest-only loan on my investment property? Well, the short answer is yes.
Well,
look, I couldn't resist it. I had to do that.
Exactly. And look, I'm not actually going to fight you on it. I'm going to actually now try and support your initial comment. Yeah, look, this has become more and more prevalent for me because everybody is finding things difficult from a cash flow perspective on a range of fronts. No matter how much ammunition you make, there is something you carry, whether it's food, whether it's kids' school fees, whether it's petrol, car lease, everything's gone up. And this is a consideration that I'm finding more and more is coming to light. And I just want to sort of demystify a few things. And I preface it by saying, get a good mortgage broker involved here. Okay,
yeah, like definitely. If you, and
no disrespect to anybody, any bank managers out there, but they don't care. All right, they are not there to help you. You do not have enough zeros in your account or on your loans for them to do you a solid.
They used to years ago, but not anymore.
Many, many moons ago, when it was about the relationship,
yeah,
100%. Now it's about the share price, and CBA reflects that at $130-something a share. Get some help. Do not go to your bank and ask your bank for a deal, okay? Because I've never had another car company ring me and say, hey, we've got a deal, okay? It just doesn't happen. Good broker will help you. When it comes to the structure of your loan, you need to consider a few things. And I'm not saying this is the only way to do it, but I want people to understand a couple of fundamental things. Generally speaking, your home, if you have a mortgage, will be principal and interest. It is very difficult these days to get an interest-only loan on your primary home, if not impossible. From an investment perspective, a lot of people start off interest-only and then end up principal and interest. And I have people come in all the time and go, oh, there's my investment property and it cost me this and then I have costs of that and then I have expenses of this. And I say, oh, is it principal and interest or interest-only? Oh, it has to be principal and interest. Why? Oh, because we had interest-only but that ended. Okay, so move banks. Or restructure your facility. Interest only is wonderful, but a generation of people, I'm not going to say older people, a generation of people didn't have offset accounts to use to their advantage.
Yeah.
Now, unless you're a financial maniac, an interest only account with an offset is effectively the same as principal and interest. The bank says on a principal and interest loan, you're going to pay off this much and you're going to cover the interest. If you have an interest-only loan, a lot of the fear that I have from people is, but I want to pay it off. Great. And what do you think the offset account does? If you've got a $100,000 loan and you save $20,000 into that offset account, you owe the bank $80,000. Now, here's the kicker. Where you have a principal and interest loan on an investment property, the payment is set. Yes, putting money into the offset account will reduce the interest cost, but it won't change the payment. With an interest-only loan, you have the ability to have the payment calculated during the life of that facility on the outstanding amount of the debt. Right?
That's a clear advantage right there.
Exactly, because if you can save or you want to reduce the cost of the loan, i.e. the payment that you have to make, interest-only will be your friend, right? Here's an example. $400,000 loan, interest only at 6.5%, payment $2,166 a month. Against $400,000 loan principal and interest at 6.2. So here we go.
Looks like a lower interest rate.
There we go.
But
shiny lights. Oh my God, it's better. $2,623 a month.
But so the payment is higher, Luke. Why is that?
Because you're paying down a principal portion, and that's the mandated amount that the bank has calculated for the duration of your loan. Now, the difference between those two examples is 30 basis points or 0.3, okay? And a lot of people leap to, oh, well, 6.2 is better than 6.5.
Yep.
Don't look at the rate. Look at the payment, look at the impact on your cash flow. The difference between those two is $456 a month or $5,476. Now, if you have an investment property and your body corporate is that from a strata perspective, then haven't you just absorbed another expense that you could now have additional savings, fill up the offset account, and you're paying down that $400,000 debt? It's also a great way to maintain one, two, three, four, five properties. Given it's more difficult to get the debt than it was 2 years, 3 years, yeah, 1 year ago,
yeah,
if you can find a mortgage broker that can refinance stuff, a lot of people are coming into my office going, well, you know, before rates rose, the rent covered the interest. Now I'm 500 a month negative and it's killing me. So look to move interest only. You are not precluding yourself from paying off the loan. Just make sure there's an offset account and you can fill that up as fast as you want. And the best thing is, the faster you fill it up, the less the bank takes. So you can accelerate the benefits to your cash flow because you're filling up the offset. Now, key benefit of an offset account, you have 100% access to the money that's in there. So if you now want to take the money out of that offset account and buy another property, great, go ahead and do it. So you're building up a bank of money that reduces the payment to the bank. You've got access to the capital for other opportunities or emergencies. I don't really see a lot of downside in that, other than saying, if you are a maniac and on Friday night after three bottles of wine, you decide you want to go to Coachella, if you're that person, then maybe use principal and interest. Again, I'm not saying it's the only way to do it.
Yeah, the clear danger there is that you do have access to the money. If you don't have good, strong discipline, you might be tempted, yes, to raid that fund and spend it unproductively, so shall we say.
Exactly. But we need to say, what is the purpose of my loan? It is for investment purposes. Do I want to give the bank more money than I need to? No one's ever come in and said, oh, I'd love to do that. So we want better cash flow control. We want access to the capital. We want to be rewarded for filling up the offset account because the bank is only going to charge you on what you owe them,
yeah,
not the total borrowing at the start. And all we're trying to point out here to the listeners is, don't swallow from your current banking provider, oh, you can't have interest only. Get a third party involved. That's why mortgage brokers exist. And they don't care if you go to NAB, Macquarie, ANZ, Bendigo Bank, and some others I had come in this week. I didn't even know they were banks. They can take your position to a lender that will understand the deal that you are bringing to the bank. Some banks like doctors. Some banks like financial planners. Well, no bank likes a financial planner. Some banks like tradies. Some banks like employees. If you're going to go to your bank and you turn up and you're not putting your best foot forward and you're not the market they're looking for, you could waste hours of time. Go to a broker. They'll put your deal with the right lender who'll understand, you know, your terms and conditions and what you can have, but get your loan set up to help you from a cash flow perspective. Because what happens if you don't do it? Oh, I can't afford that mortgage payment anymore. It's taking up too much of my wages because the rent's 40 and the interest is 60. I can't keep this going because of interest rates. You probably could from an interest-only perspective. Don't preclude your ability to hold a growth asset for a longer time just because of a short-term interest rate issue, which is what most people, yep, are dealing with at the moment.
Now, I don't know if this is important for everybody, but the thing about interest-only loans for an investment property that I found appealing is the fact that when you do your tax and you are calculating your tax deductions, the interest you pay is one of them.
Yes.
So with an interest-only loan, the whole payment is tax-deductible.
Correct.
The problem with a principal and interest loan is you've got that money as an outgoing every month, but only a portion of it is actually tax deductible. Now, that always bothered me.
And look, I think a wonderful breakdown of one of the material differences between those two facilities, which again, as an awareness piece today, don't swallow that you can't have interest only. Move it if you can. Consider your options, but don't be like a deer in the headlights to, lower rate because it's P&I, because you want to worry about the cash flow, not the rate. And if you can get your cash flow outgoing down, that means that generally speaking, you can still save into the offset account, but it's not costing you, as you just said, that monthly amount. You're maximizing deductions, you're maximizing the control of your cash flow, and then you're buying yourself some additional, potentially some additional duration or time to see a property go up, because you don't buy a residential or commercial property for a short-term view. So you need to be able to weather interest rates, and they may or may not go up again. Let's see. But be prepared and have a structure that is right for you. But don't walk into my office, sit down, I say the words interest only, and you break out in a cold sweat with, oh, but I want to pay it off. That's what an offset accounts for.
And the other feature we haven't touched on yet, and it's not always the case, but generally speaking, interest only is often a fixed rate. Principal and interest is often a variable rate.
Yeah, look, you can play that game, and fixed is harder because you don't have the capacity to pay it down. And I generally work on a rule that you fix for peace of mind in relation to the outgoing. And then you would leave a portion variable equal to what you could save over the fixed duration of the loan. So again, there's positives and negatives to both sides of that. But you need somebody or you need to sit down and work out what you need to optimize your one deductions to your ability to hold something. Because let's be fair, there can't be any property left in Queensland that people in the ACT don't already own. Like, I feel for Queensland residents. They must go, oh, sorry, you can't buy that. Someone in Canberra has it as their mandatory investment property. You know, it's understanding why you're doing something and then what is the best way to structure it for you and to maintain as much flexibility and liquidity over the life of that investment asset to make the most of your chances.
11 minutes to 5, Luke Smith from Envision Financial is with me in the studio today. We're looking at, should I have an interest-only loan on my investment property? We'll be back with more in just a moment. 7 minutes to 5 on a Friday afternoon, which means Luke Smith is with me in the studio. Today we're talking about, should I have an interest-only loan on my investment property? We've covered a fair bit of territory. So, Luke, what are the key things to consider when thinking about the loan structure that's right for you?
Yeah, look, I think you've got to go into this with, what are my payments going to be? And ask the question. Don't look at the shiny rate of, oh, 6.2 is better than 6.5. There are different fundamental characteristic methodology, as we illustrated before the break, and there are benefits for principal and interest, and there are also significant benefits when it comes to investments to have an interest-only loan with an offset account. Now, we're not saying it is perfect for everyone. Everybody's situation and their why is going to be different. So it kills me when people come in and say, oh, I can't have one of those. Why? Oh, because my bank has said so. Well, find another one. You want to maintain access to your money. Remember, an offset account will help you achieve that. If you want to reduce the minimum payment per month to the bank, an interest-only loan will help you do that. If you want to try and get the difference between rent and interest as low as possible, interest-only with an offset account will do that. And I say offset account because, yes, you can pay down an interest-only loan by filling up the offset account. And there's a generation of the community out there that haven't always had offset accounts. So they hear interest only and they break out into a cold sweat and they say, oh, but I want to pay it off. You can. Just whip the money into an offset account and you're paying down what is effectively a principal payment. The more you put in the offset account, the less you owe, the less you pay. So think about that. 6% on $100,000, you pay $6,000 a year. If you owe $50,000, you pay $3,000 a year. Whereas with a principal and interest loan, yes, you're saving on interest, but the actual cash flow payment from the bank does not go down the more money you put in the offset account. So it's not about rate, it's about payment and cash flow control. Shop it around. Don't think that where you are is going to give you the best deal. Get a mortgage broker involved. Remember that a lot of the times this is a long-term investment. So have a long-term structure. If you have an interest-only facility for 5 years and it matures, to shop it to another bank. Don't just stay where you are and go, oh, I'll eat these P&I rocks. They taste amazing. They don't. And remember, and again, don't want to offend any bankers out there, they don't care. Your loan, his loan, you know, unless somebody with plenty of zeros is going to borrow the money, your 400, 800, 900, 1.5 million, whatever. ANZ's not sending you a Christmas card. So don't think they're going to do you a deal. Do what's right for you. Be proactive. And not doing something is effectively what I'd coin lazy tax. And as you said before the ad break, claim 100% of your payment. Don't make a payment that's not giving you tax benefit when you can have interest only with an offset. So be prepared, don't assume, and don't pay lazy tax by doing nothing, because a broker is there to help you, and they will.
They certainly will. It's always a wise move to talk to a broker rather than just sticking to your usual bank, only because they're your usual bank. Luke, it's that time of the day when, yep, I've got to ask you, where can listeners get more information?
Office number 62604749. If you want to ring me and just ask for the name of a broker that I know will do a good job, great. I can put you in touch with 5 or 6 different ones. I don't care who you use. I care if you don't investigate it. Envisionfinancial.com.au on the internet. We've got the podcast, The Strategy Stacker, Luke Talks Money, on iTunes and Spotify. Everybody can watch the show on the YouTube channel, Envision Financial Canberra. So subscribe to that and get an update every week when the show drops. We've got The Strategy Stacker on the Tiki Tocker. And these different considerations are in a chapter in Smart Money Strategy, your ultimate guide to financial planning. As a lady said this week, your Bible to financial matters.
Nice work.
Here we go.
Indeed. Luke, thanks very much.
See you next week.
We'll see you again next Friday afternoon at the usual time right here on 2CC when Luke Smith joins us again from Envision Financial.